TJPNpodcast.com. Pageant Cast, episode 307.
Tonight on the Pageant Cast, we're super excited because we have Miss USA 2011, Alyssa Campanella, on the air live with us.
Welcome to the Pageant Cast, your home for beauty pageant news and interviews on the internet.
Hi, I'm Chelsea Cooley, Miss USA 2005 and president of Standout Productions, and you're listening to the Pageant Cast, the internet's first podcast about beauty pageants. Here's your host, Tim Kretschmann.
Hey, hello everybody. We're so excited that you joined us here tonight. We're going to have a great program with Alyssa Campanella. She's Miss USA 2011, and she's on the phone just waiting for us. Actually, she's on Skype, and I found out that I can't watch her video because I got all this audio stuff going on here. What am I, crazy? Oh, well. We're going to have that, and if you'd like to join in our chat, and yes, maybe even a poll question later on in today's show, just go on out to live.pageantcast.com. That's live.pageantcast.com. I can already see we have a record amount of viewers watching one of our live programs right now. I'm so glad that you could all join us. We are super excited to have Alyssa on the show. You didn't tune in to hear me yak away, though. You came to hear the beautiful Alyssa Campanella here on the show, so we're going to get things started right now. TJPN! And here we go, ladies and gentlemen. I'm so proud to announce we have Alyssa Campanella, Miss USA 2011, on Skype with us. Hello, Alyssa.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, are you kidding me? I am having the time of my life. You are the first Miss USA I ever saw get crowned live.
Oh, thanks for being there.
The first Miss USA I ever got to go out to, and it was you, Alyssa, and I have to say it was a wonderful event. It was absolutely gorgeous.
You know, I'm glad you had a good time.
Oh, an absolutely fantastic time. Now, I know you're always traveling, so where are we catching you tonight?
I'm home in New York City tonight. But I was in Houston 2 days ago.
Yeah, that tends to happen. That tends to happen for these Miss USAs. I mean, Miss Universe hit chilly and about 35 tweets went out this morning. I couldn't even believe it. I couldn't keep up. So I do have to ask you, there were great ratings this year for Miss USA.
There were.
Do you think that pageants are coming back?
Oh, you know what? I think so. You know, I think people are realizing that pageants are changing. They're really more modernized today. And I guess with the new format that we had this year, where it was more reality show based, I think that really got viewers or other viewers tweeting and Facebooking and texting other people saying, tune in, like, look what's going on right now with the Miss USA pageant. It's different. It's new. It's exciting. So I think that had something to do with it.
I think it's nice that this is a pageant that there's an app for. I thought that was really a cool aspect of the show this year. But I have to ask you, has the reality that millions of people witnessed your crowning, has that hit you yet?
Yes and no. Actually, I went to visit my mother, who still lives in New Jersey, a couple of weekends ago. And I was sitting on the train on New Jersey Transit, and it started to hit me then because I used to take that train in daily into the city when I lived in New Jersey for work, for castings or for shoots or for anything. And to sit on that train now, like 4 years later, and be Miss USA, it's starting to sink in a little bit. I mean, there are some moments I'm like, no, it didn't happen. I'm still Miss California.
Well, I mean, it's pretty exciting, and you have to admit, a lot of things happen very quickly, so you should have noticed that you've become Miss USA, right?
I mean, very quick. And the thing that everybody asks is, what does it feel like when you first win? And honestly, your mind really does go blank. You know when winners say that? They aren't kidding. Your mind really does go blank, and I kind of went somewhat deaf too. I couldn't really hear anything. It was weird. It was like my body was just in complete shock, mentally, emotionally, physically, was just completely shocked.
Well, you know, actually, in Thousand Faces of a Hero, Joseph Campbell talks about that as your quiet place that a hero goes to. And, of course, I told you before we went on the air, my favorite movie is Jaws. And when Chief Brody is facing down the shark, he goes to his quiet place. Like, there's nothing else in the world except for him and, well, this massive fish that wants to eat him. But it's kind of documented in psychology that people kind of just kind of go into a fishbowl, as it were. So you had that going on, even though there were millions of people watching, lights all over the place.
Well, see, you forget, too, when you have to look at all those cameras when you're on stage. I know when I competed at Miss Teen USA, I forgot, too, that millions of people, like, when you look inside that lens of that camera, it's not just the judges and the people in the audience that are looking at that jumbotron that they have in the auditorium or in the theater. It's that it's also being projected on TVs at home across the country or across the world. It doesn't really hit us when we're on stage. And I keep forgetting that I've got millions of people that are watching these 51 contestants compete, and then ultimately one wins. It's crazy.
It is absolutely crazy. I want to get back to your Teen USA experience, but I have to tell you, my experience leaving the theater, it didn't hit me that I watched the real Miss USA until I got back to my until I got back to my hotel room, because they actually show Miss USA quote live a little bit later in Las Vegas there.
And I know, we were watching it upstairs, and it still hadn't hit me yet.
I was sitting there just kind of shaking my head, and I go, oh, yeah, I remember that. And I thought,
you had that reaction. I was like, oh, I didn't see that happen. Oh, wow, I didn't see that happen. Like, I've missed a bunch of things.
Yeah, well, you weren't paying attention from these beautiful seats that we were provided from Miss USA, which I do want to thank them. They really did a great job with all the press that weekend, but It was really surreal, because I didn't get to hear the commentary. I didn't see the Appatron or whatever that thing was over on the side as to the scores. So that was really exciting to get to participate in. Now, one of the questions, and I got this in email, I don't know from how many people, wanted me to ask you about Miss Teen USA, because you were first runner-up. And I'm forgetting which year. Was that
2007.
2007. Okay. Yeah. Great show prep, Tim. you were first runner-up. And I'm sure even at that time you were thinking about, well, I can go on to Miss USA. But how did it feel to be first runner-up, to be so very, very close and then denied?
Oh, yeah, we call the first runner-up spot, like almost, but not quite. It was thrilling, because I had placed the highest for New Jersey teens in the entire Miss Teen USA competition, as far as New Jersey's history goes for placements. I had now just placed the highest, no matter where I was at this point, first runner-up or winner. So for me, that was already a huge honor. And it didn't hit me until later that, you know what, the beauty about being a teen contestant in the Miss Teen USA pageant is you get the chance to compete again at your state for Miss USA, and then ultimately Miss USA. So when I competed at Miss Teen USA, I was already having like the time of my life, because it was an experience that was unlike any other I was having at 17 years old. And I just decided, you know what, I'll give it one more shot. And I competed at Miss California and won.
And the rest, as they say, is history.
So yes.
You've been very successful at the national level, at the teen, and obviously the Miss level. What do you owe that success to? What is it that you had that gave you that success at the pageant?
I think what it was is my mother, obviously. I mean, of course, moms, you know, they're really good people. They know what they're doing when they give you advice. Mm-hmm. She really encouraged me to just stay myself, that I couldn't change because people online or people in person were telling me, oh, you should have done this, or oh, you should do this, oh, you need to do this. My mom told me to really listen to myself and follow my gut, and I really needed to not lose my personality. I really needed to be myself, you know, whether people like it or not. If the judges like it, that's great. If the judges don't, that's okay, because I know I'm happy with who I am. So I started to lose that confidence a little bit when I was around 18, 19 years old, when I was first competing in the Miss level at New Jersey, USA. Mm-hmm. And I finally decided I needed some more life experiences under my belt, and I stayed true to myself. I, you know, stayed the Alyssa Campanella that is the real Alyssa Campanella, and got some more life experiences, and that really helped me with my confidence level at Miss California USA.
Okay. Now, one thing I have to ask you, obviously we're the Pageant Cast, we're going to ask you about the actual competing. Were there coaches involved? Did you check out, let's say, a wonderful pageant podcast, websites that you reviewed? What types of things did you kind of consume to get yourself ready for Miss USA that's out there in pageant verse?
My coach, if I even want to consider them a coach, really was my director, Shannon Mogler. Okay. She really guided me, and she didn't prep me for just Miss USA. She was prepping me on a Miss Universe level, as if I was already a country to be represented at Miss Universe. Mm-hmm. She really grilled me with mock interviews. She really grilled me with advice and with knowledge, especially because she's a former Miss USA. She's been in those shoes before. She kind of knew what to expect and was prepping me for that mentally, physically. And then, of course, my trainers at ESP Wellness in Santa Monica, they really helped me get into tip-top shape. So I had those guys really helping me. I didn't really use any other outside sources. I just really listened to them, and I really just wanted to go in there being myself, because for me, that's what pageants are all about, is really, really showcasing who you are and that you are the one that they would like for this opportunity, for this title.
Now, I seem to remember that you stated on a few different instances that you believe in one exercise program above all others.
Plates, a.k.a. Pilates. My BlackBerry, every time I tweet that I'm going to go and do Pilates, it changes it to plates for some reason. I don't know why, but it does. But I do. I really do swear by Pilates. It's great. And the also reason why I like it is because I'm really trying to improve on my flexibility. I was never the most flexible dancer when I danced for 5 years. So it was frustrating when my sister could do a split randomly on the couch, and I could never do a split. And mm-hmm. I was told that Pilates is not only good for flexibility, but also as a model, it is great for having long, lean muscles, which is, you know, healthy. So I'm still working out, and I'm still working on my muscle toning and building, but it's a different form. So it's like I'm lengthening them to keep my physique, basically, for my job.
Well, and obviously it worked pretty darn good. You won a national beauty pageant, and you're getting yourself all ready for Miss Universe. But I think, why don't we talk about that when we come back with more with Alyssa Campanella, Miss USA 2011. Alyssa, we'll be back in just a few talking to you more here on the Pageant Cast.
Now you can text Tim and the Pageant Cast from any phone with SMS. Text 262-757-8576 and let Tim know what you think of the show. This is Brittany Weiser, Miss Montana USA 2011, wishing you Tierra dreams.
Are you looking for a great pageant magazine, but you're sick of dropping $7, $8 an issue at B. Dalton or one of the local bookstores? Your search is over. Check out TierraMag.net for Tierra Magazine. Now, this excerpt comes from our interview recently with the editor of Tierra Magazine, Sherry Gearhart.
And for any Pageant
Cast, so would I.
Any Pageant Cast viewers, I will give you a $10. I'll let you subscribe for $10 instead of our usual $36.
Wow, that's spectacular. That's
they
wonderful.
Just have to mention you.
Oh, that's good. That's fantastic. That's right, an amazing offer. $10 for a subscription to Tierra Magazine. Check it out at tierramag.net. Are you looking for a pageant that has a Ms. division?
There's a pageant for that.
How about an elite category or talent?
There's a pageant for that.
How about a pageant that features petite?
There's a pageant for that.
What about a Mrs. division or classic?
Yep.
there's a pageant for that.
Come to Austin this October and join the United America pageant. I'll be covering it again this year, and we had an absolute blast last year. They have a pageant that fits you. Come out and join us in the live music capital of the United States, Austin, Texas. Visit their website at UnitedAmericaPageant.com for full application instructions and details. And we'll put a link in the show notes. And we'll see you in Austin in late October. There's a pageant for that. It's United America.
There's a pageant for that.
Now, let's enter the Pageant Cast News Desk. The stories you hear can be read in their entirety at news.pageantcast.com.
And now it's time for the news, and I can't believe how much news I have for today's show. So we're going to get through these results as quickly as possible so we can get back to Alyssa in New York. Now, the Miss and Miss Teen International 2011 finals were actually held last weekend, but as you know, I was in Chicago, not able to announce this on the show. Miss Teen International 2011 comes from Virginia, Journey Carr, and Miss International 2011 is Miss Maryland International. C.G. Dodds was crowned. Now, Kristen Little of New Mexico was crowned the Miss U.S. International 2011. That's the one that will go on to represent the United States in Miss International 2011 in Chengdu, China. And if you think I pronounced that right, you're better than me because I know I messed that one up. Actually, for this one, I'm going to open up Alyssa's microphone. Okay, Alyssa, are you there?
Yes.
Okay. Listen to this one. Donald J. Trump and Paula Sugar, president of Miss Universe, announced today that Natalie Morales, news anchor and co-host on NBC's Today, and Andy Cohen, host of Bravo's Watch What Happens Live, will host the 2011 Miss Universe pageant live from, okay, here's where I need your help. Is it credit card hall? Is that right?
That's what they're saying. That's what everyone keeps calling it. I don't know if it's because they can't really pronounce it right, but lately, ask everybody, they call it the credit card, I guess.
Credit card. See, when I say it, I'm going to have a German accent because I'm a German guy. So it's like, credit card. That's not right.
No, I don't think it's that aggressive.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll try to be less aggressive. In Sao Paulo, Brazil, that's September 12th from 9 to 11 Eastern on NBC. A live Spanish simulcast, by the way, on Telemundo. Okay, and we're going to go back to even more news here. Hold on. There we go. The 2011 Beauties of America winners are for the 20s. Denise Ganoy, by the way, no longer any teens. It's 20s Denise Ganoy, 30s Elisa Rister, 40s Carolyn Ladd, 50s good friend of the show Deanna Bebo, and 60s Christy Passeth. Congratulations, ladies. Miss Teen Galaxy International 2012 is of Teen Midwest, Anjuna Million. Miss Galaxy International 2012, good friend of the show, Miss Wales, Jamie Lee Williams. We've talked to her before in the program. Miss Galaxy International 2012 is Ms. Colorado Edie Martin. Mrs. Galaxy International 2012 is Mrs. North America Kelly Lightborn. Ms. Bieza Latina 2012 was Washington. Miss Bieza Latina 2012, Puerto Rico. And Miss Teen Bieza Latina 2012, Teen East Coast. And also, in case you thought I forgot, Mrs. United States 2011, representing the great state of Florida, Shannon Ford. So congratulations to all these winners. I am completely out of breath. So we're going to let Courtney Turner bring us back in here in just a second.
Leave voicemail and comments for Tim and the Pageant Cast. Call 262-757-8576. And let Tim know what you think of the show. This is Courtney Turner, Miss South Carolina USA 2011, wishing you TR a dream.
And we are back. Hey, thanks for being such a good sport. Just a million pageants this past week, and we had to get through them all. Thanks so much, Alyssa.
Oh, thanks. Okay.
We actually...
Lots of people getting ground.
Yeah, it was a lot of ground. Hey, we actually have a question in the chat room. Sierra, and I happen to know she's from Wisconsin, she says, how old were you when you entered your first pageant?
I was 15 years old when I first competed at Miss New Jersey Teen USA in 2006.
So you went straight into Teen USA and didn't do any of the kid pageants or anything like that?
Right. No, I actually didn't. I grew up not ever watching a pageant. I think the only pageant I ever watched growing up was Miss Congeniality. I think that was the only pageant I ever watched. But when I first got a letter in the mail asking if I wanted to compete in Miss New Jersey Teen USA, I did my homework, and the very first Miss Teen USA pageant I ever watched was Miss Teen USA 2005, which was ultimately won by Allie LaForce of Ohio, who I got to meet, actually, at Miss Teen USA 2011 about a month ago.
Yeah, she was one of the MCs. Now, Teen USA used to be on television. Now it's live streamed, actually on the same service we're on tonight, Ustream. And I thought it was fantastic. What a wonderful way, if you're not going to be on television, the internet, it ran perfectly on mine. No stutter, no problems at all.
Well, that's what's great about the internet is anyone can log on at home and around the world. Anyone can tune in. They have access to it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I thought, and now I'm going to draw a blank, her co-host, the gentleman from Vegas.
Chuck Buchanan.
Yes. Okay. Chuck Buchanan. He was backstage in between, you know, during the intermission time and doing interviews of each girl as they came up. And I've tried doing that sort of thing. That guy is a pro. I could not believe how well he did, because that is hard. One girl after another to keep it fresh, keep it going. Really fantastic. That entire pageant, though, was so professional, so much fun to watch. And I got absolutely no work done. You know, I'm sitting there with my website open, obviously doing tweets and, you know, here's the top whatever. I was so completely distracted. I forgot to do, I think it was top 15 or something. I forgot to put it up there, which is sad.
No, it was a great pageant. I was a nervous wreck the entire time, because whoever was to win that pageant would become my little sister for the year. So, of course, I was nervous as to who it was going to be.
Well, you got a great one there.
I do. I have little Dodo.
Yeah, she is a ball of fire, and we're really glad that that pageant went off without a hitch after the apparent zombie uprising that occurred.
Oh my gosh,
in
that
the
was
area.
The best opening video I could have imagined. It was, and what's crazy is they had told me about it before they even went down to the Bahamas. They said, mm-hmm. Oh yeah, we're gonna be filming like this zombie movie like before the pageant starts. And of course I'm sitting there going, that sounds pretty awesome. And then when the girls were tweeting about it when they were there, they're like, getting my makeup done to be a zombie. Or no, actually, they didn't say that. Like, getting my makeup done for something special for the opening. And I'm like, right. I know what it is. So when I saw what it was, I mean, we were a riot. Because Cammy and her Starbucks love, Cammy and her Beyonce love. And then Esther, you know, telling her, oh, come on, tell me about your nightmares we walked to the show. Like, that's how she is. So it was a very entertaining way to open up Miss Teen USA.
Well, it was great, but I did fear for everybody's safety. So I'm glad that everybody made it out alive, because,
yes.
You know, I watch a lot of those movies. I know how they end. So I was very concerned for everybody. Of course, it being on a beach, I was wondering why there was no shark attack. But that's all right. By the way,
Miss Teen USA videos.
I went to my mailbox today, and I'm holding this up for our live audience. I got the new Pageantry magazine. What a beautiful photo of you on the cover. Can you tell us anything about that photo, who shot it, etc.?
It was shot by Fidel Barisha about 5 days.
Like, so I didn't know that.
After I won.
Yeah.
It was shot about 5 days after I won. So how I'm composing that photo, I have absolutely no idea, because I was still freaking out. And it was done on a very hot day in the middle of my media tour. And It was a lot of fun. We did a bunch of different photos, which will be coming out, you know, hopefully soon. Okay. They were, I don't know if I'm allowed to say, but I guess, well, they were 80s themed. I'll just say that.
Okay. Well, it is lovely. And I'm glad they did get you a fan then, if it was so hot, because there's obviously a little fan action going on here. Beautiful
yes.
photo.
Normally, I'm not a huge fan of the fan.
Okay.
But on a hot day, yes, I'm a very big fan of the fan.
Okay, we have a question from the chat room. Hey, Alyssa, why do you love Vancouver so much?
The city or the hockey team? Which one are they talking about?
They are not specific, so you can take that whichever direction you want.
I like the city. In a way, it kind of reminds me of San Francisco, where I lived for 4 months. And, of course, someone dear and near to my heart is from there. And I love visiting that city. I'm going to admit that I think that Vancouver has the best sushi, and I'm next to Japan, but I'm going to say that because it is the only city I have ever woken up and had sushi in the morning. Like, that's the only city I've ever done that in. The vibe is great. I mean, of course, they love their hockey team. I, of course, love their hockey team, and I was not a hockey fan a year ago, so this is a whole new experience for me. But yeah, okay. I do love Vancouver. It's a great city to go and visit. I would, you know, recommend it.
Well, that's fantastic. And the chat room's starting to do my work for me here. Rachel asks, how did you decide on the gorgeous green dress? Beautiful. And I had that question too. How did you pick that? Because quite frankly, everyone I talked to, they said, hey, look, it's Ariel from The Little Mermaid. Were you scared about that? Because I'm sure you heard that before you went on stage with it.
Actually, I didn't, so I was really, really shocked to hear that. But I actually, when I won Miss California USA, the first thing Shayna Mulkner said to me was, we're going to put you in green at Miss USA. And I went, oh, no. No, we're not, because I'm going to look like a Christmas tree. I'm going to look like a Christmas tree with the green dress and the red hair. All you need is put Santa's beard on me, and then I'll be complete. But when we had talked to Sherry Hill, because of course I wanted to wear a Sherry Hill since I was comfortable in her dresses and I've worn them before and I can move in them greatly. I contacted her and I said, you know what? I love the navy color that I wore at Miss California USA. Can you make me a navy dress?
Okay.
And she did. But then I found out that Shayna went behind my back and said, make her a green one just in case. So I tried on the navy one and it was okay. It wasn't my Miss USA gown. And then, of course, she pulls out this green one, and I was hesitant to try it on at first.
Right.
But then I put it on, and I saw that it fit, and tears swelled up in Shayna's eyes, so I knew, of course, it was the one, and I could move in it easily. And it hit me, not many girls wear green in pageants, so I thought, you know what? I said I wanted to be an icon of some sort this year. If I'm going to, you know, break all the rules, I'm going to wear green at Miss USA.
Well, I remember Kristen Dalton making a last-minute decision to change her color of gown, and it seemed to work for her, you know. So.
It did, yeah. I got some tweets. Some people weren't exactly a fan of the gown. Like, after the preliminary competition, I got a lot of tweets saying, oh, you better change your dress if you want to win Miss USA. I went, no, if I want to win Miss USA, I'm going to stay in this dress because this dress makes me feel complete and different and unique, so I'm going to stay in the green dress.
Okay. For USA, right?
Yes.
Because I have Elizabeth in the chat room wanting clues on your national gown for Miss Universe. I don't know that she can give you out any of those clues, but I'm going to ask anyway. Can you give us any clues?
Clue. My love of history is incorporated in it.
Your love of history. Okay.
Yes.
I'm sure there are.
And that can be a wide variety of things. So
that will start a lot of discussions, I'm sure, in the pageant universe.
I have a feeling nobody's going to get it, but I really hope they love it because I love it. I get excited every time I put it on at a fitting. So I hope that everybody else likes it as much as I do.
I'm actually right now going through my head trying to think of what redheaded historical
it's hard,
figures.
Right? Isn't it?
I'm going through the list in my head, but I'm probably not going to guess it, and I wouldn't
probably
want
not.
To anyway. But I'm glad to hear that. It sounds like a lot of fun. Oh, goodness, we're getting them now. I'm not going to get all these guys. Olivia wants to ask what your pre-Miss USA diet was like.
My pre-Miss USA diet is probably not what I should have been eating. I ate at Panera every single day for food for lunch. I have a little bit of a Panera addiction. The thing is when you are on any type of diet, you can't just be so strict and restrictive on that diet. What my trainers always said to me was, of course, if I'm going to splurge, weekends are the best. Like, you can't just give up sweets. You can't give up fats. You can't give up carbs completely. It's not good for your body. It's not good for your health. So when you eat, I mean, obviously eat moderately. What I naturally have a fast metabolism, but what I would recommend to those who are on any type of special diet, I would say don't have three major meals a day. Have a breakfast, then have a mid-morning snack, then have a lunch, then have a late afternoon snack and dinner. And of course, me being a sweet tooth freak, I always have dessert too. But if you have a little bit, you know, five or six meals a day, it will actually quicken your metabolism. So you're still eating what you're supposed to be eating, and you're still eating right, but you're just eating moderately.
Okay. We're getting another question. Heather would like to know, you're a model. Do you watch Project Runway? And who's your favorite designer?
I'm going to be honest and say I actually don't watch Project Runway. I'm sorry. Okay. I don't actually watch it. I am a Heidi Klum fan. I think she takes gorgeous pictures, and I love her German accent. But I actually have never fully watched an episode or a season of Project Runway. And I think I try to, but I kind of live mostly on the Food Network, I'm not going to lie.
Okay, great stuff there. They were just in Milwaukee recently checking out our burgers. And they got it wrong, but, you know.
Uh-oh.
They picked the wrong one. I couldn't believe it. But it was a lot of fun just the same. I'm hearing from Stacy with a question. You're such a great speaker. Do you have a speaking coach?
I don't have a speaking coach. I blame my Italian side of my family because I like to ramble. I do like to ramble. I speak with my hands, except right now I have them locked in my lap because nobody can actually see me talking with my hands right now.
Okay.
But I've always liked speaking in front of people. I did do theater since I was 6 until I was 17. So I think it just comes natural. But I can get nervous too. Like when I have to prepare a speech, then of course the nerves really set in. But no, I mean, that's just who I am, loud and a rambler.
Well, I think it worked for you. That certainly was not a problem. I need to ask you, what's your favorite phase of competition? Is it the interview? Is it evening gown? Is it the swimsuit? What is it that you enjoy most?
It's actually a tie between interview and evening gown.
Mm-hmm.
Since I was a little girl, I've loved playing dress up. I've loved playing in gowns. I would dream of wearing these elaborate French gowns from like the 1500s or the French Revolution. I'd use my imagination to pretend I was in those dresses. So when I get a chance to walk across a stage in an elegant evening gown, of course, I'm in heaven. But then again, I do love to talk, and I love for people to get to know me. So interview is also one of my fortes and one of my favorite parts of the competition.
By the way, did everybody notice she made historical references that you can use in your arguments later on?
But I said French, not U.S.
Okay. All right.
I'm not American.
Yeah, you don't think there were any famous French Americans? I'm reading something into this. I think everybody should debate this now.
I like how you're paying attention, but no, I stuck to U.S. roots, basically.
Okay, so we did get her to cut it down to USA only. So
well,
now
USA would only make sense, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. we're also hearing from Suni, who owns a hair salon in Virginia. She tells me that red is now the biggest request for a new hair color and wanted to pass that along to you.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's on the internet. It has to be true. it is exciting to see a redhead as Miss USA. Has there been another one? I'm trying to think.
The last one was in the 70s.
Okay.
So it's been a while. So I'm very flattered to, you know, to break that to break that redheaded curse, I guess.
And now we can start the Miss Universe talk to see. I can't think of any Miss Universe.
I can't think of any recently, but I'll have to do my research and find out if there ever has been a redheaded Miss Universe.
Well, this is why we have John Baker, right? He probably knows. I can probably send him an email and he'll have it for me in about 5 minutes.
Oh, I'm sending out a little shout out to John, and I love him.
He is a fantastic guy. I finally got to meet him. I don't know how long we moderate on the Miss Universe board, and I've been following his posts forever, and finally got to meet him when we were out there at Miss USA. So that was very exciting.
Yeah, I was flattered to see him, especially after my press conference, that he was there. And, of course, I wanted a photo with him. He's such a sweetheart.
Yeah, and by the way, he's on page 94 of Pageantry magazine.
I know, he told me.
Oh, yeah, it's a great
both
picture.
Both the same issue.
Yep, absolutely. And he was pretty excited about it, and he should be. It was a lot of fun to see him out there. Well, I did promise your folks, though, that I wouldn't keep you all night. So, I'd like to thank you once again, Alyssa, for coming on the program, and we're going to be going into the closing. I'll keep your mic open in case you have something to add. But again, everybody, that's Alyssa Campanella. She's Miss USA 2011.
Thank you, everybody. Thanks for all the questions.
And starting her campaign for Miss Universe.
I leave on August 20th, so I've got like 12 days until I head out.
Seriously?
Yeah.
August, are you serious? Oh, my goodness. You don't have time to turn around. Yeah. My goodness. Well, that's
well,
fantastic.
I'm excited because my roommate is Miss Canada.
Okay.
So, well, I'm really excited to room with her.
That is fantastic. Well, you'll be over jet lag anyway by the time, though.
Not really. It's just south, right?
Yeah,
maybe an hour ahead.
It may be an hour ahead or behind, but not by a lot, I don't think.
No, not by much. I'm lucky.
Yeah. Oh, the chat room, I'll let you look at this later. There have to be about 4 or 5 thank yous and best luck at Miss Universe coming through in rapid order.
And thanks, guys.
Thank you all for participating tonight, folks, too. It really helps the show. And I never got to ask you my real fun question, so I'm going to ask it now. I do have to ask, and I'm putting the poll question up there as well. So, Alyssa, what is your guilty pleasure? What is a guilty pleasure TV show, movie, or book that you really like that you're not sure other people do?
And I wasn't sure other people knew about?
Yeah, or do anything. And to poll if Alyssa's question is actually a guilty pleasure or not, it's now up there. Yeah, what's a TV show, a movie, or a book that you're kind of hesitant to let people know that you enjoy a lot?
That's a tough one. See, I'm a pretty open person, too, so I kind of always admit. But.
Well, I've noticed that. It doesn't seem like you think of it and it comes out of your mouth, and that's very, very exciting, yeah. But it kind of hurts the whole guilty pleasure type of thing.
It does, but I know a lot of people aren't really a big fan of Family Guy because they can get a little too...
raunchy.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I like to have a good laugh once in a while. You can't always be too serious. You have to just let your guard down and just laugh at it. Come on, it's funny.
Now, you're out in California. Have you met Seth MacFarlane?
I haven't.
Oh, I watch all his shows, and I think he's incredibly talented, if a little bit insane. But so much fun to watch. By the way, it's about 80% to 20%. 80% say, yes, that is a guilty pleasure. 20% saying that you're probably too mainstream. So congratulations on that. Yeah, you can probably transfer those points over to the Miss Universe system. I believe those get right into the point system. So you can use that. Anyway, thanks for being such a good sport tonight, Alyssa. It's been...
Oh, thank you for having me.
It has been wonderful talking to you, and... we wish you all the best. Now, something that I do at the end of every show, of course, I tell everybody to stay subscribed in iTunes, but I also wish them Tierra Dreams, and it would be an honor if you would say Tierra Dreams with me at the end.
Yes.
So you would? Okay, great. We'll do this in 3, 2, 1. Tierra Dreams.
Oh, I said it too fast.
Okay, well, we'll try it again. 3, 2, 1. Tierra Dreams. All right, thanks so much. And good night, everybody.
Good night.
That's Alyssa Campanella, Miss USA 2011. Thanks so much, everybody, and have a great evening.
Listening to a TKPN production.